So we are on Daf Ayin Aleph. Okay, so we just finished the story of Ben Azai, right? It was Chaval Ben Azai that he wasn't Meshamish Rabbi Shmuel. And that one of the things that we mentioned was that a Chaya is Bechal Behema, Behema is Chaya. It's all the same, right? They're all the same. So yes, well, then, okay. So Mara says, how do we know that? So Chaya. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom, from the top. Chaya Bechal Behema Minolad. How do we know that a Chaya is the same thing as a Behema? How do we know? What's the source? Diksiv. There's a pasuk that's talking about the list of kosher animals. It says, Vizos HaBehema, opening statement is talking about a Behema, Asher Tochel, that you should eat, Shor, Sex, well, fine, these are all Behemas. Then it goes, and then part of the list is Ayal, Utsvi, Yachmor, and Akko, Adishon. Those are all Chayas. You opened up with Behemas, and now you mention Chayas. HaKetzad, how's it possible? What's the flow of the Gemara? How's the pasuk? Gemara says, no problem. Chayas, Bechal, Behema. A Chayas is still in the Behemas. That's why I can list them both in the same heading. Alright, what about the other way around? How do you know the Behema, right? There's Bechal Chaya, Minalan. How do you know that? The pasuk says, again, the pasuk is talking about eating an animal. It says, Dabru b'nei Yisrael, Emor, Zos HaChaya, this is the Chaya, Asher Tochlu, Mikol HaBehema, Asher Laretz. This is the Chaya that you can eat, my first pasuk, from all the Behema. Well, you open up with Chaya, now you're talking about Behema. Which one is it? What are you talking about? HaKetzad? How is it possible? Because it opens up with Zos HaChaya, and it doesn't call Behema. So you see from here, that every place the Torah says Chaya, it's Behema's Bechal. I don't know, so, why does the Torah have to say, why does he take Behema's and Chaya's? Just say one. You know, they're all Chaya, Bechal, Behema, Behema, Chaya, Chaya. Chaya, alright. So, Gemara says, okay, now that's the Brisa. Now the Gemara is going to flesh out the Brisa. What's the reason why? For what halacha is a chayav b'chal behema, behema chay chayav? Like, which halachas are written only for one and not the other, and that we have to have this overarching principle of chayav b'chal behema and behema b'chal chayav in order to learn it out from either the chayav behema that is not mentioned. Okay, Gemara says chayav tahora b'chal behema tahora, that a kosher chayav is included in a kosher behema. What's that for? What's that teach us? L'simanim. That's for the simanim tahara, about what is considered a kosher animal, because the simanim are only mentioned by behema. Right? It says, Zos l'chayah she'tochol u'keilu, mikol ha'behema shel aretz, kol ma'freshes parsa, is describing the behema. What's this? It's describing the behema, it's also describing the chayah, because chayah is b'chlal behema. Fine. What about the klal now? We say chayah b'chlal behema, so chayah t'meya, a non-kosher chaya, is b'chal behema t'meya. That, what halacha was that discussing? That comes with the din leharba'a. For harba'a, what does that mean? That the isser, Rashi explains that the isser is for klei behema. The concept of klei is only mentioned of cross-breeding animals. The isser is only mentioned by behema. But now there's also an isser by chayos, because chaya t'meya is b'chal behema t'meya. Right? The pasuk says, right, the Isra of Harba Mimish Enomino says in the Torah, it says Behemtecha Lo Sarbia Klayim. But we see from there also that also the Chayu also has that concept that you're not allowed to crossbreed. That's basically the Rashi. The Rashi's here on the previous Amud. Fine. The Urayim says it's something else. The Urayim says that what we're talking about here for Harba means having bestiality relations with an animal. He says the din ski was only mentioned by Behema, but Chai B'chal Behema means that if you have relations with the Chai, you're also Chai Skila. Okay, that's number two. Now, what about Behema Tmeya B'chal Chai Tmeya? What does that come to teach us? Lichid the Rabbi, that comes to teach us the din that Rabbi learned. Why? The Sanya, we learned in the Brisa. Okay, the Pasuk is talking about Tumas, talking about Korban Olav Yorin. Right? Sometimes you have to bring, you know, the Korban Chatos that fluctuates depending on your tax bracket. So Gemara says, the pasuk says, right, O nefesh, shatiga, b'chol dover tamei, any nefesh that is not the Gemara, between the pasuk, the nefesh that touches a dover tamei, O benivus chaya tamei, you touch a nivus chaya tamei, O benivus behema tamei, behevi sasha, right, so you have nivus chaya is mentioned, and nivus behema is mentioned, so it's extraneous. It says, behevi sasha mola shema chadoso, shechato, you have to bring a korachatus. What? For touching tumor, you have to bring korachatus? There's no iser, especially if you're not a Torah,
You know, Isser, touch of tumah. Touch of tumah leads to ramifications. It's not an aveira to touch tumah, unless. So what's the aveira we're talking about over here that you have to bring a carbon for?
So Rabbi Omer, ekra anis chaya. The pasuk already said, right? We said you touched nivlas chaya tumah, yeah? Right? Behema laman emra. Why is the pasuk say behema? What do you mean it's extraneous? It's extraneous because I know that behema is b'chal chaya. So once you mention chaya, why do I have to mention behema? What's the behema in there for? So behema laman emra. So nemra kam behema tumeya. It says in this pasuk behema tumeya. Benemra lahalon. And it also says in the next pasuk, by a tumey who eats basar kachin, that he's chayav kares, it says there, behemoth tumeya, so ma'la halon tumas kodesh, akan tumas kodesh. Just like that passage is talking about tumas kodesh, meaning someone who mazin eats kachim when he is tumey, so to over here, it's somebody who does it for shogeg, yet to bring a carbon kachas, talking about tumas kodesh. But the only reason why I can make this limud is if I know that behemoth is the kalchaya. Because if I don't know behemoth is the kalchaya, then the extra behemoth is not extraneous. Only since I know that rule, so then having chaya and behemoth in the pasuk is redundant. So when I make the limud, I can use that limud for the hekesh to the next pasuk. Okay. Right. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Nemar kam behemoth tumeya, v'nemar b'tamei she'achlos hakodesh v'parshas tzav v'nemar b'tugah v'chol tamei v'tumas adam over behemoth tumeya." Right, so you have the behemoth. Ma'ala halam tumas kadosh, kol v'tamish achos kadosh. Just go over there, we're talking about a tamay person who eats kachim. Af, the korban ol v'yored that we're talking about over here, diksiv o nefesh ha-shatiga, u'mashma d'benegiyas tumach m'chayiv li korban ol v'yored. So, smashly, you touch something, you chayiv atum, a korban. What's the iser? Yafina b'haik zeh v'shava, you learn from this zeh v'shava, the lo m'chayiv ad da'aka kadosh, o yikanas n'mikdosh. You chayiv if you ate kodesh, or you went into the mikdash in your tumah status, right? Ulahay milsa itzrich la behemah tumei b'chal chaya, and now we need to know that behemah is b'chal chaya. The e lab became them zos chay behemah b'chal chaya. Lo havim yasli chay behemah tumei l'zeir shava. And it wouldn't be left over. It wouldn't be mufneh for the zeir shava because I would have to learn both behemah and chaya. Only because I know that they're subsumed under the same category can a word be extraneous to learn out a zeir shava. Okay. Now the next one is behemah tahura. The Klal Chaya Tahora. What do we learn from there? That the Hema Torah is included in the concept of Chaya Tahora. Le Yitzira, the Gabi creation. Okay, what does that mean? The Pasuk in Bereishis says Vayitzar Hashem Elohim min Adama Kol Chayas Asada. It only mentions the word Vayitzar as a creative thing by Chaya. It doesn't mention the Lashon Yitzira is not mentioned by the Hema. So keep that in mind. So what's the nafkah mean? That's the tnan. We have a Mishnah in Nida that says hamapelis. So a woman miscarries, but the embryo, the fetus that comes out, looks like a min behema chayv oaf. It looks like an animal. I don't know what the metzias is. It doesn't look formed. Because in the first couple months, it's never fully formed. But okay, it looks like a behema chayv oaf. Right, being tameim and being tohen. Whether it looks like a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal, being tameim im zachar. If it, you can tell it's a male, so teishi was zachar. She has to sit the amount of days it would be if it was a male. Right, the halacha is a woman who gives birth or miscarriages, she has tumas later. If the blood is a zachar, so she's tumah for 7 days, like a tumas nida, and then she has 33 days of yemei tahara. And then, right, and if it's a girl, then she's tamea for 2 weeks, and then afterwards she has 66 days of yemei tahara. So if it's a zachar, she sits like a zachar in the keva, teishig in the keva. Ena yadua, I can't tell whether it's a zachar or not. Ena yadua, teishig the zachar in the keva. So she put on whatever it is. You put the chumras of both. You take the chumras of both. So that's divrei Rav Meir. That's the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Chachamim Amrim Kol She'eno Mitzuras Adam Eino Vlad. And whatever is not Tzuras Adam doesn't look like looks like a Behema Chayva Oath. It's not considered a Vlad. But according to Rabbi Meir, if it's Yitzira, is Behema Chayva Oath. Well, I know Yitzira. The word Yitzira is mentioned by Chayva. I know the word Yitzira is mentioned by Oath. How do I know the word Yitzira is mentioned by Behema? Because Behema before Chayva. So therefore, if the stillborn looks like a behemoth, still
You sit the time.
According to Chachamim, you only have kol she'ena mitzrusa adam. If it doesn't look like a human fetus, you don't sit any. It's not mitame. Look at Rashi. But the hema tahor b'chlav chay tahor yitzira. The guy b'chay yitzira. But when it comes to a chay, it says yitzira. This is v'yitzar Hashem l'kim min o'adama kol chay sasodet. But nachdamin l'matelas min behema chay v'of. The ka'amar of meyer tores v'lad aleihem. The imin yoshevus lein yemei tumi v'mei tahara. But I mean, Mom, tell us my time is Rav Meir. Why is the reason Rav Meir? Holy of a Nemer, behind Yitzira ka'adam.
So the word Yitzira is mentioned by these animals.
Right? But who are the behemoth Tameya, the Klaus Chayat Tameya Nami? Lahai Nosa Itzkaka.
We need it because Yitzira is not mentioned by Tameya.
El Kvar Kesh by Milcha, Chlisa Lucha, the Chadamir. Okay, fine. So then the Gemara asks, the Major Machlokas over here, the Gemara now says, Ula Rabbanan Haikra Lomali. So what's going on with Rabbanan? Okay, so I'm first going to learn like Tosas, because I think Tosas makes more sense in the flow, and then I'll learn like Rashi. So Ula Rabbanan, right, look at Tosas. Tosas says, we're continuing now what we just discussed. We just had the conversation that we need Behema Tahora, B'chal Chaya Tahora, B'gave, this Kazim Yitzira. That only worked according to whom?
According to Rav Meir.
According to the Chachamim,
you know, she's Tahora. So I don't need this Behema at all.
So according to that, so the Gemara asks, Ula Rabbanan, the Tosos says the Girsa is Hani Chalav Meir. Look at the top Tosos. Hani Chalav Meir El Rabbonon Ma'is Lameimer.
What are you supposed to say?
According to Rabbonon, what do I need this Behemet Torah Bechal Chayit Torah for? It doesn't teach me anything about Yitzira because they don't hold that halacha. So Tosos answers Amai It's a Chalav Behemet Torah Bechal Chayit Torah. L'dayo Lek Lameimer Yitzira. That's Tosos' question. That's what Tosos says, and the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers Kulei B'chol the Rebbe Huda Asa. According to Tosos, I don't know what that means. Quite that's so. Now that's why Rashi says what's going on here is we're going back to a previous part of our Gemara, right? The Gemara is going now to the Machlokas Rav Yossi Aglili and Chachamim in our Mishnah, right? The Rabbanon were Cholik and Rav Yossi Aglili, and they said that an Uber of a Behema Tameya Shemes is not Mitama Tumas Tameya. So they say Haikra. So the pasuk that Rav Yossi learned to say that it is a tamei of O nefesh asher kika b'chol davar tamei open the b'schayet tamei b'ot right lomeli. What's that for? So he says kulei l'chara Rebbe hu da'asa. That comes from what teaches about Rebbe, right? Teaches the zayir sub of Rebbe behemet tameya. But the question that Tosfos has is that, well, what's that? That's talking about the Mishnah. What's that doing all the way back here? So Tosfos makes sense lagabe the location, but Tosfos doesn't have. The Tosfos not the Lashon is more like Rashi. Okay. Next Mishnah. The previous Mishnah talked about the tumah of an ubar of behema of an animal fetus that dies, and now the Gemara is talking about a human fetus. So the Mishnah says, Ha'isha, right, the woman who's giving birth, Shemes v'lada b'sof mayah. Unfortunately, right, so the fetus dies in utero. Upashta chayet yada. So the midwife sticks her hand into the womb, I guess either to pull the baby out or to do something, the nagabo, and she touches, the midwife touches the uvar, hachaya temeya tumas shiva, says if she touched the mace, so the midwife has tumas mace. She has the whole thing, 7 days, day 3 and 3, 7, get paraduma, fine. The isha, but the isha who has the dead embryo within her, nevertheless is tahora, she could retains her impurity status until Achi Yitzah Avolad, until the blood is removed, then it touches her, and then she's coming. But so long as the blood is inside her, even though the blood can transmit tumor to other people, as you see by the midwife, it doesn't transmit tumor to the woman. Why? Because there's a concept called tumor blua. Right? Tumor blua means that it's sort of swallowed tumor. It's encased, it's entombed inside her, so it doesn't transmit. It doesn't transmit the tumor. Homachlok is what the lemnus is, but the halacha is that you have this concept of tumor belua. Right? Rashi says. No Rashi. Okay. She doesn't touch her. She must not touch her somehow. Must be the case. She doesn't touch her. Because otherwise, she touched the mace. So she's an ass. Rishon. Good question. I don't know for tumah v'tahara. I don't know what type of glove. You could ask. I don't know. Latex gloves make a difference. I don't think so. don't think so. I mean, they have to work it out in their own contract. They have to work it out in their contract in advance. So, right. What is that? So it's a good question. Why isn't she Tommy? Or maybe you can say that she maybe is become Tommy with her, but she doesn't. She's not Tommy Nate. Right? Right, but maybe Tahora. Well, she's Tahora. It calls mind that no one went in her. In other words, if she's just sitting there with the fetus inside, she's Tahora. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, like the Gemara has explained, okay, Amar Rava. Rava says, Kishem Shetuma Belua Ein Matama. The same way that Tuma Belua, which means this entombed Tuma inside the body, is not Mitame. Does it Mitame? Right? There's something Tame with inside the woman. It's not Mitame her. That's so too. So too, if something tahora is with inside of a person's body and the person becomes tame, that if it is blua, that item doesn't become tame either. Rashi says the first wide line: kastahara blua enemy tame. If you go and bala tabas tahora, let's say you swallowed a tahor ring, then nichmas la ola mace, and then you walk into the ola mace, enemy tame. He's left with kavakomer. He's left with kavakomer, but it's a so it, you walk in, your body is not tummy mace because you went to the OL, but the ring inside you, if you somehow exclude the ring and doesn't touch you in any way, it's tummy. It's tahor because it's protected. You're encased and it's protected. So how do we know? So that's so tuma bilua minolam. How do we know this concept of tuma bilua? How do we know that this tuma does not mitame you? Umar says, the pasuk says, this is by a person whose tummy, right, who eats nevelus of tahor, right? You ate an of tahor, and he's tamei. So when you swallow it, you get conscious of tumah. It says v'ha'ochel min nevelasa v'chaves begadav. You eat from nevela. You have to wash your clothing. The tamei on the erev, and you're tamei till the erev, and then after you do tefila, and the sun sets, then you're tahor. Mi lo askin, and I'm not dealing with a case to achel somat to shkiyas hakama. Maybe he ate it right 2 seconds before sunset. Right, 2 seconds before sunset. So the foodstuff has the foodstuff you're down at 8. The foodstuff has not digested in his body, right? So technically, sort of he swallowed it, but he didn't chew it up, so it hasn't really digested. So it's sort of roi lachila. It's really roi lachila. Nevertheless, with ka'am rachmona tahar, even though this food item is complete in his body, we still say that he's tahor right at sunset. Must be why not? Why he's still roi lachila? Even though there's sunset, you at sunset you still have this tumah in you. Why is it not tamei? It's tumah blua. Okay, so Gemara says, wait a second. The dilma shani hasan lo chazal again. Maybe the reason why you're not tamei in this case is because what you just do, you swallow something. So the only time we say that a nevelus oath, that a nevelus tahor is mitame you, is that the food is right for a ger to eat. What ger is going to eat, what anybody is going to eat something you swallowed already? Like ABC gum. Who's eating that already? You swallowed it already. Maybe the reason why your tahor is not because of tumah blua, it's because it's disgusting. The item that's inside you is disgusting already. And a nevelus is not mitame unless it's roi lachilas ger. So Gemara says, no. Gemara says, now say, okay, your question works according to one man d'amar. So Hanicha, it's all fine and dandy, li Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, who says, the Gabay Basa Nevela, he says, Achazo, right, the Achazo, whether we're talking about a high level tumor that can be Matame person, or a low level tumor that can only be Matame Oakland or Mashkim, right? Nevertheless, the Nevela is Matame ad lekelet. The behema can make something tamei so long as it's roi lachilas kelev. So shapir. So then it's fine. Because this thing that I just ate 2 seconds ago, if I regurgitate and spit it up, a dog will eat it. So it's not totally broken down. The enzymes haven't gotten to it. It's more in one piece. I'm assuming you didn't chew it. Maybe you just swallowed it. So you spit it up, a dog will eat it. So then, if a dog will eat it, so why are you not becoming tamei when it's inside you? Why is, you ate it right before sunset? Must be because of tumah blua. Ella libar pada the amar tuma kamura lager and tuma kala lekelev, but in other words, tuma kamura is only it only can be matami you if it is royal achilas ger. So this thing is not royal achilas ger. So the reason why it's not mitami you is not because of tumah blua, it's because it's disgusting. It's lost its status. That's the reason why. So mishum de lo chazi legeru. That's the reason why you're not tameh. It's nothing to do with tumah blua. So the Gemara says, it's wild. Nehidu chazi b'fanav shlo b'fanav nesne chazilei. No, what happened was, like, okay, 2 seconds before sunset, I swallow this item. Granted, had the ger seen me swallow it, and then I spat it up, he would never eat it. But had I just spat it up and someone washed it off, and he never saw it, he would eat it, because he wouldn't know that it's there. So that's why. So go back to our original thing. So why are you still considered tahor? You have this tummy item that is royal achilas ger sitting inside you. Must be because of tumah blua. You have this in tum tumah. There's the cause of this. Tumah blua is not mitameh. Umar says, fine. Ashrakon tumah blua. Now I know I have a makar that tumah blua is not mitameh. If I have this tumah inside me, it's not going to be mitameh me. What about the other way around? That tahara blua minolon. How do I know that if I have something that's tahor inside me, that when I contract tumah, that the item inside me does not contract? I mean, being inside me protects it from contracting tumah. How do I know that? Umar says, kavachomer. We can learn that from a kavachomer, from a kficheres. Okay, so the halakha is, again, right, let's just review. The halakha is that, let's say you have a kli cheres. The kli cheres is inside all hamis, and the kli cheres is completely closed, right? So closing the kli cheres protects, and you have tahor stuff inside, so closing the kli cheres protects the inside stuff inside from the tumah penetrating it. It's closed. It's semid. Right, it's semid psio. What? Sorry?
That's the
case. Let's just get the basics now. Let's get the... I didn't read the Gemara yet. I'm just giving the basic background halachas. The background halacha is, you have a kli cheres, the inside has something taller. The kli cheres is closed in a oil mix. Number one, it's not a kalasuma because it's not a time of mikabah, it doesn't come from the outside. What's inside is protected because it's closed. However, if I have something tummy inside a kli cheres, right? Let's say something tummy mace, I don't know, I have a sword that touched it, or a cheres chol, I put it inside of in kli cheres, and then I close it. That closure does not protect anything else. The tumah still goes out of the kli cheres. The closing of the kli cheres only protects the tumah from coming in, it won't protect from tumah coming out. Right, but we have a concept of samid psil, of covering, right, the Tarek Mar says, kavachomet, umak kli cheres hamukav samid psil. If I have a kli cheres that is covered and is closed, she'enu matzil, it does not protect al tumah shebetochel mutameh, it doesn't protect tumah from coming out of it, right, something coming inside the kli cheres, but I close the kli cheres, the tumah still can come out, it goes up to the rakia, it still comes out. The Amar Mar tumah ritzutza, right, tumah goes up. Bokas va'olad arakia. Nevertheless, the tzamid psil of the tzicheres is matil al taharish of a tochel mitameh. It protects anything tahor inside from becoming tameh. So adam, when it comes to a person, right, shem matil al tumah of a tochel mitameh, it protects what's inside it from becoming tameh. Eino din, it protects. Wait, my adam shem matil al tumah. The goof we just proved, if something's tummy inside the animal, the person, it doesn't, the body protects itself and doesn't become tummy. So ka'eno din, eino din, matzil al taharish of tochel mitame, and should also be able to do what the kicheres does, which is matzil something tahor that's inside it. So just like the kicheres, which has something tahor inside it, it's protected. So too, if a person has something tahor inside it, it's protected. Mara says, "Mali kli cheres shekinu matam migabo." What are you talking about? Kli cheres has another characteristic. Characteristic of kli cheres is that it doesn't contract tumah if it's touched from the outside. That's why it's kumah. So that's the kula over there. But tomer ba'adam, it can be adam shematam migabo. When it comes to an adam, it can contract tumah. It doesn't matter if it's inside or outside, anywhere an adam is attached to tumah. So that's why. It's Matam Migabo, so there's no Kavachomer. No Kavachomer shot. Right, because in the cases, Gemara says, wait a second, what are you talking about? I brought a Kavachomer about tumor from the inside, and you're bringing me a question about contracting tumor from the outside. Gemara says, Atu anamikabo kaminan? Are we talking about catching tumor from the outside? Let's be more specific. Gemara says we're talking specifically about mitofa kaminan. We're only talking about the halachas of contracting or giving off tumor from the inside the cavity. So from inside the cavity it makes sense. We proved that from a human being, if something tamei is inside, it doesn't contract tumor to the outside. By a tricheres, if it's tamei inside, it does expand the tumor outside. And nevertheless, by tricheres, if something's tahor is there, it's protected. So too by the other. So this tahor is inside, it should be protected. Because we're only focusing in. No, we're not. Because we're only focusing in on internal on things that are inside. No, the body we don't know.
If it's sealed,
that's what we're saying. So kabakomer to a person, it shouldn't radiate to the outside. Because a person is protected from tummy inside, but picharis is not. And even though picharis is not protected from the tummy that's inside, because that goes out, nevertheless, if the color inside is protected, kabakomer the person is protected. I see it. Okay. We're trying to prove that if a person has something tahor inside him and walks into an ohel meis, the tahor inside him remains tahor. It remains protected. Okay? So we're going to have a kavachomer from klicheres. You got it?
Yeah. We're not just talking about
it. We're
not talking about the outside.
No.
Exactly.
How?
Well,
how?
The body already allows whatever
you have
inside
to penetrate.
It's coming. On the other hand,
it
doesn't work
the same
way as the terrorist.
But it doesn't go in.
So
you become
tummy.
You become
tummy.
You're
outside.
There's no difference. The person becomes tummy. What's inside?
The inside.
It does not. So he's saying, but you're still contracting the tumor. It's not from something being stuck down your mouth.
Exactly.
You're contracting the tumor from the outside. I hear.
If it's covered.
Your inside never becomes tummy. Because when you go to the mikveh, you purify your outside, your inside is considered the same, and they're not going to,
Okay, how about this? Well, you've got something coming in your mouth. Now what happens?
If your mouth is the question, it's not considered like. Of course,
yeah.
No, the mouth is the transition.
Okay, it's fine. But on a comparison, it's not.
I think that's Tosus' this question. I think that Tosus asked that question. All right, I'll look into that. It's a good question. We're still talking about contracting tumor from the outside. Okay. All right. So the Gemara says, Ashtukhan, this is even, I love this part. So Ashtukhan balum b'dimimala. Now I know, right, we found a makor for the din is, if that a person swallows the tumor from in his mouth, that the body protects you from contracting that tumor. Because you learned that out from where? From Ochol Nivayosa, Yikavis Begadah B'tamim Ba'erah. Talking about someone swallowing. But balua b'dilamata, let's say someone stuck some sort of tube in the rectum, and the tumor item went in that way. How do we know from there that the person doesn't become tummy or carrying that item? So the Gemara says kavachomer. So kavachomer, mal mala she'eno ose ikol. The digestion and making it disgusting takes place in the lower parts of the body. Right, that's what the digestive, I guess, is saying.
Right,
yeah, that's what Martha's saying. Right, so mala eno ose ikol, right, and it's matil the mata sha ose ikol. That's where it. I mean, it doesn't mean also because it's the digestive tract is a. I mean, physiologically, physically, you go through the tube. If you stick something up the rectum, does it go into the digestive tract? No. Okay. So, umah. At least I know that. So umah lamala she'eno osa ikol matil lamata she'osa ikol eno din she'matil. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Klum osa. What you're saying? Klum osa ikol lamata elayzei mala. Everything happens because of the top. That's where the ikol takes place, right? So the mouth is what causes the digestion. Not the bottom part of the body. So Mar says, "People have to ikul lamata rav." I think maybe the thing that it becomes a disgusting putting it that way also. But the Explorer seems to be saying that the main digestion takes place in the lower part of the body. Somehow they must have assumed somehow that by injecting the foodstuff through the rectum, it can enter the digestive tract, which we know, I guess, that cannot be the case. What? Right, but which
one? All the absorbs the nutrition,
it becomes sour. So if you would inject somebody something through the colon, I just think that Gemara's assumption, I think, is that that injection that way can enter into the. Gemara also thought that the respiratory and the circulatory systems were also connected. We saw that the other. Okay, fine. So Ashikha, now I found that the Makor, that Balua the other, that if something is something tummy inside me, right, that Balua the other, right, the person protects. Balua the Behemah, how do I know that if something tummy inside the Behemah, right, the Behemah is also protected and doesn't become tummy? The Gemara says, Kabachomer, it's a Kabachomer from people. Why? Uma Adam, Shemetame Mechayim. Comes to a person. A person can contract Tumah, right, from. It can contract tumor and can be metame others when it is alive. Nevertheless, this kula exists, right? The maximum of lua. The hema, which has another kula, she'ena metame mechayim. It cannot be mekabel tumor mechayim. I don't know what that law is. The hema cannot be mekabel tumor mechayim. Eno din shetasim lua. So al homer, it should be matzil. It should become saved by lua. So Gemara says, no. Ma'al adam. I'll tell you that the adam has a different kula. Mal adam shekain sarf shehiya b'vayis manuga tom v'dehema she'ena shvicha she'ena b'vayis manuga. The idea is that if a person walks into a house that has saras, the clothing on the person to come tame, you have to wait a certain shear in the house, right? Mal adam shekain sarf shehiya b'vayis manuga tom v'dehema, you can say that same din by v'dehema she'ena shvicha she'ena b'vayis manuga. If there are kalim or clothing on the animal, they become tame instantaneously when it walks into the leper house. So that's the kula by a person. So that's why this person has an extra kula of tumah v'lua. But that kula doesn't exist by the animal. So therefore you can't learn out the kal v'chomer.
Animals subject
to tsaras? What? No, the house is tsaras, and you walk into the house.
But the animal becomes contaminated too?
The clothing on the animal becomes contaminated tsaras.
You don't go to the
Or it's carrying a package. It's carrying a package.
So the
we just said that the behemoth is not mekabel tumah. His clothing that he's wearing we'll explain in a second. The clothing that he's wearing only becomes tumah if he waits a certain shear. It's probably the answer to this process. The Gemara says, wait a second, behemoth, the anit shri chashi vayis manuga lamayi hilchsa. What does it mean that a behemoth doesn't need to wait in the base of manuga? Behemoth wears clothing? The assumption is they don't make doggy sweaters. But that's just something weird. But there's no clothing for an animal. It's talking about the kalim she'al gaba. It's talking about the kalim that he's carrying. And adam nami lo bayi, a person who's also carrying kalim, would also not have to wait. The only time there's a time delay is if the person's wearing clothing, not if he's carrying clothing. So the halacha of the person and the animal is the exact same thing. Right? Ditnan, we have the mission in the garden that says, Hanichas Labayis Manuga walks into a house that is afflicted with leprosy, Bikalev Al Ksefa, right? And his begadim are on his shoulders, the sandal of the Tabosa of Biyadav, and he's carrying his wares. Hu Vehain Tamei Miyad, they become Tamei immediately, right? Hayalavos Kalev is sandal of Viragla, Vitabosa of Etzvo, Hu Tamei Miyad, Vehain Tamei Miyad, Vehain Tamei Miyad, Vehain Pras, Pasklitim, Opasa Orin, Mesiv Ocha Belifton. Only if he's wearing the clothing, is there a time delay? If he's carrying the clothing, there's not a time delay. So let's work it back. So that means this halacha between the Adam and the Behemoth is the exact same thing when it comes to the Beis HaMenuga. There is no kula for the person by Beis HaMenuga. And there's no kula for a person by the Beis HaMenuga. We go back to our Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer, just like a person, right, a person who's Metame the Chayim, right, nevertheless, is Makhlub Blua, so a Behemoth that is not Metame the Chayim, ain't no dinch of Tatsum Blua. So now I know that also that Tuma Blua protects even inside an animal. Somehow it must not have touched you.
Right.
I think so, but the case.
Talk about a
Tahar
blue.
No, it's Tahar blue and Tahar blue. We have both. So, talking about both. So the example is the miscarried fetus. The miscarried fetus is inside the woman. If the midwife touched it, it transmitted tumor to the midwife, but it's not transmitting tumor to the mother because it's tumor blua. Okay, so you're talking about a ring. So somehow you got. So you must have the tummy object entered your body in a way that you didn't become tummy via the entry. Okay, that's how it happened. So there's a famous case that talks about, right, there is a shot quite close to the name of the Rokea that says that the wife of a Kohen is pregnant, may or may she not enter a Beis Kvaros, because maybe she's going to transmit Tumah to the fetus. So the Rokeach says, it's a Svek Sveka. She can walk in because it's a Svek Sveka. Suffolk war, and maybe the baby's not going to survive. If the baby survives, maybe it's a girl. Who cares? Right? So it's Svek Sveka. So they all ask, the mother of the Rome asks, what do you have to come to Svek Sveka for? Tumah Beluah. We just had this whole concept that it's protected. We just said, if you swallow the Tahor ring and you walk into the OL, the ring is Tahor. So who cares about the sex Svek that? What's Rokea talking about? Of course you can walk into the cemetery because the body protects the Tahor object from becoming Tamei. I didn't understand any of the answers. The question is better than the answers. Okay. Let's finish up. Amar Rava. We're going to ask the question. And then the answers are longer. We'll finish the answers tomorrow, which we'll start to get tomorrow at regular time. So Amar Rava, what happened was is Rava just made this pronouncement. The pronouncement was is that we have the concept of Tumah Blua and Tahara Blua. Tumah Blua doesn't transmit Tumah to the item that is to the object that it's encased in, and Tahara Blua means the body protects the Tahara object from getting Tumah. Big chiddush of Rava comes Rava and says, what's the chiddush? Both the Mishnayos. We know both of these halachas are already from the Mishnah. Tarvayu taninu, Tumah Blua Tanina, Tahara Blua Tanina. I don't understand the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says both of them we learned it, and then it says we learned one and we learned the other. It's sort of redundant. Tarvayu taninhi, to both of these dinim that Rava said are already in a Mishnah. Tumah Blua Tanina, the din that Tumah Blua is all in a Mishnah, and the din of Tahara Blua is also in a Mishnah. What are those Mishnayos? Rava explains. Tumah Blua, the concept of Tumah Blua, the Tumah Blua is not transmit Tumah to the thing that is inside. This not. We have the Mishnah in Mikvos. Talks about the following case, your case. You have an Adam Tahor who is Bala Tabas Tameya. An Adam Tahor swallows, right? He swallows a Tameh ring. Doesn't touch it, obviously. The only thing that's with Tameh you just by swallowing is in the Bela's oath. Here you swallow, you didn't touch it. You swallowed it, and you have this Tameh ring in your body. Okay, you yourself are Tahor, right? And then, right, it's the same thing as something's Tamei Mace. The Gemara says, let's say it another way around. I'll learn better. Tanan, right? Bola Tabas Tameya. So what happens? You swallowed in a way that you became Tamei. Okay, but you still have the Tamei object inside. The thing touched me. Here's the case. I swallowed it. It must have touched me. So I became Tamei from it. So what did I do? Tovel, I went to the mikvah, but ochal b'trumaso, and I can eat truma. Meaning why? I kashered myself. I went to mikvah. I still had this tumah object sitting inside me. Nevertheless, I went to the mikvah and I can eat. So, but hekia, if I split it out, tumeya b'trumaso. So that thing is still tumah and it's returning me in again. When it comes back up, it touches me and I become tumah. But kol zman that this ring is inside me and I go to mikvah, I can eat my truma, the poet, because I'm tahor. Even though I have this thing inside me. See the concept of Tumah Blua. So what's Rabba's Kiddush? It's already registered in the Mishnah. Next case. So it comes out that way, and therefore what? Yeah, it touched you.
Why do you
it touched you. Because I guess that, if it's a big ring, it may not necessarily thought that a kid swallows a penny. Maybe you need to get it, you have to vomit it. The Gemara then says also, what is the other thing that Rabbah mentioned? Rabbah mentioned the Kiddush of Tahara blew up, which was, he said, that if you swallowed something tar, and you're tar, then you walked into a room, became Tamei Nes, that it protects the object inside, it still becomes tar, it's still tar. He said, it's also in the Mishnah. Tahara blew tanina. Ditznam, we have the following Mishnah, same Mishnah, right, and tell you the source, the Mishnahs are in Mikvos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches. He says, Bava Tabas Tahara. So, Adam Tahar swallows a Tahar ring. Right, the nifmas la'olam mace, the case we're talking about, and he walks into a room that has a mace inside it. So then what happens? Hiza, vishana, vitaval. So he does all the process of becoming tahor. Right, does he does he gets the paradum on the third day, and he does it again on the seventh day, and does tevila, and now what? The hekia, and now he spits out or he ejects the ring that's inside him. Harehi kimisha haisa, kamasha haisa. The ring coming out does not make him tummy, even though the ring, so to speak, went into the Ohel HaMeis. Why? Because Kol Zman, the ring was inside the body protected it from becoming tummy. We have the concept here of Tahara Blua. So the question that Rav is asking the Rabbah is, what's your chiddush to tell me these halakhas? I already know them from the Mishnahs. So Gemara's going to answer. He's always going to answer tomorrow what the chiddush of Rav is, even though these halakhas we already learned out from the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.